I want you to be able to move forward immediately. I want you to, you know, get into a position where you're in a position where you can really tackle this Welcome Home program in a significant way and produce significant results. So last week we talked about what the Welcome Home program was. I gave you strategies on how to really maximize your results. In fact, I call my program Maximize Results. That's really what we're about doing, making sure that everyone gets a phone call, making sure that every person's covered, making sure there's accountability partners, making sure that all of the information is out there and known, capturing the emails that are going out and using those to send to your other group. All these strategies and ideas, by the way, add that to your list. Capture Manatech's email you got last week, the first one that went out. Save it. And I want you to use that to send out to the people that aren't getting emails from Manatech because they're not in the 3,000-plus category, right? Because you're the one that's going to be communicating all to those guys. So any way I can to grease those wheels for the Welcome Home, that today's call is talking about how to respond to people, because are you going to get some negativity? Are you going to get some objections immediately in your face when you call these people and talk about the email they got and the Welcome Home program? They're going to come out with some kind of rejection, right, or objection. So today we're going to talk about how to respond to those. And I'm not covering every possible one because I can't even think of every possible one. People will be as creative as they can be with silly stuff. I'm just giving you what I think are 5 or 6 of the top ones that you'll probably hear about and giving you respectively how I would respond to them, maybe a structure that you can use, pick and choose from what language works for you, to give you more power when you make these phone calls. Because I believe if you have the languaging, then you won't be stuck in making the calls, because a lot of people don't call because they don't know what will I say if they say this. So especially when you get in that analyst quadrant, it's almost like they need a roadmap for everything before they start. So this is going to give you a little bit of roadmap. I don't mean to enable you, but I just mean to empower you to do what needs to be done to make sure everybody gets connected and we use our best efforts to produce the greatest results. So that's what we're talking about today, so I'll jump into that in a minute, but I know I just went in a long dissertation about it. It's just because I'm excited about the Welcome Home program, and we're doing so much. We're printing off those success tracker things every single day. We're doing numerous of them. We're getting people excited in the field like they haven't been in a long time to take part in this. But that doesn't stop us from our regular prospecting. It just gives us another layer of, you know, maybe an hour a day that we commit to the Welcome Home program, because that's all it takes. It's kind of like doing your Facebook marketing. Just commit to 15, 20 minutes a day on Facebook marketing, get the egg timer out, and you'll build a business that way as well. Another great opportunity for you to find new contacts. And the Welcome Home program is just a great way to recapture people who are committed at one time. All right, so announcements quickly. Weekly mission live stream Monday, of course, our constant with Bo Short just put out a new video. I'm not sure that you people have seen it. It's a little video clip, less than a minute long, or maybe just 2 minutes long. I don't remember what the exact time was, to help you send out to people, to lead them to listen to this Manatech Live, his Monday night presentation. So you can get a hold of that. I don't know where he's posted it, but I'll get Lydia to give us the update on that before we're done here. She's out of the room right this moment, so I can't ask her. Anyway, so make sure you're taking advantage of Bo Short's presentations about M5M and who we are, Manatech today, who we are today as a social entrepreneur company. Tuesday night live, you get the special guest, Mary Jo Hilliker. Yahoo! I love doing those. I love touching the audience, and it's going to be fun to be doing the presentation this Tuesday night, where I'm just going to be doing the standard presentation that I've been doing for a while regarding incorporation of all three. I kind of draw it as a triangle. In fact, I'm starting to build a triangle in a presentation where I talk about that the pinnacle of the triangle is health, and then the two bottom bases. One is the mission, which is nourish the children, and the other one is change your life, right? You know, so it's about nourishing your life or changing your life, nourishing the children, and the top pinnacle is health, because it all starts with what? Health as being the pinnacle. We start at the top, and then you can choose what else you want. What package do you want to build? And the complete package is a champion all-star. Two of the three the mission in health could just be that you want to be a member and help save four or five kids and share with a few friends. That's great, too. We love all that. And if you don't, you're not into the mission at all, you can just, hey, just be a consumer. You're still helping us save one, or I should say nourish one child. So that's cool as well. But so there are a lot of new ideas spawning out there. We're being creative with a lot of new things. But the idea is that Tuesday Night Live will be terrific. Invite prospects. I always do my presentations to be something that you'd be proud to share with a prospect. Bo Short's Roadshow is continuing again. Make sure you heads up on a city near you. We are getting some great feedback from people that are at these events across the country. So check his schedule at eventsmanatech.com. Make sure you get people present there. The M5M Leadership Event, November 8th and 9th. I know Lydia has the 10th in there because we always have a Sunday service, but that's optional, of course. But Friday night and all day Saturday is the event you want to be at. And our goal is huge. And I heard this weekend somebody talking who has been associated with these trainers for years. He said, these are some of the best trainers around, Robert Rome and Andy Andrews. Just you just can't miss this event. And don't forget, they still have the buy three, get one free. So there's no reason in the world you should ever spend more than $75 to come to this event in terms of entry costs. And it is going to be at the same forum that Manifest 2014, our 20-year anniversary event. You can imagine how huge that one's going to be in May next year. So this is in the same Frisco facility that we're having that Manifest. So that'll be super. We hope to have a zillion people, as they say, there. And then the last question is, are you making your welcome home calls? So let's jump in. The welcome home calls. Why is that important? Welcome home calls. Everybody, first of all, any questions from anyone out there? Do I have anyone who has any immediate questions that I can answer for you? Welcome home is, we trained it last week. I talked about how to build it up, how to build accountability partners, how to make sure that you're touching base with everybody, that you have a mechanism of doing that. The added things I sent out to you in the middle of the week, some scripting, because you guys asked me to do that. So I sent out the scripting that I proposed before I went out of town. And hopefully you got that. It's not mandatory by any means. It just gives you suggestions on languaging that you might choose to use when you make the phone calls. It helps people so they don't feel so frozen because they have specific language now they can just jump into instead of feeling like they have to come up with the perfect words. So that's great. Some other things are to make sure that we're calling back after. We're also doing a double. We're doing phone calls now because people are starting to get the emails and we want to make sure we're in contact with them. And then we're also coming back at the end of the 4 weeks when Manatech gets out that last piece as a direct mail. We want to follow up one more time. So if people don't get restarted by our first connection with them this week or last week or whatever, we're going to make that last phone call 4 weeks from now. Because we believe it's critical we get these people reengaged. So we're willing to make that two-step program. Our steps are going to be follow-up after the first or second contact and then do one final follow-up at the end of the program that Manatech's doing. And in the meantime, of course, we're also going after the people that Manatech's not connecting with, which is anyone under 3,000 of volume after 2007. So did everybody get my, I also sent out the corrective information on that Manatech did come out with the 3,000, but they said it had to be 3,000 after 2007. So that could also be a question for you, and you can figure all that out again on your success tracker to know exactly who is getting the emails and who's not. One of the questions that came up that I answered was, are people who opted out of getting emails from Manatech going to be getting these emails? No, they will not be getting the emails. Right? They will get the direct mail piece because that's not about opting out of email contact. So some of the contacts they may get, but they just won't get the email contacts. Well, if they opt out, we honor that, we respect that, and we don't bug people, right? So just so you know that. So there are going to be some people that are over 3,000 on your list that don't get the email. That's another reason you want to save the email that was sent out last week and keep it available so you can forward it to those people as well if you'd like to get that in their hands.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
I didn't get that email.
You didn't get that email. Now, some people, I don't know if they're sending it out to everybody in Manatech or just leaders. I wasn't real clear. If you didn't, let me do this. I'll have Lydia send it out to everybody that's on the Monday call. All right? So I'll make sure that all of you guys get it, even if you didn't get it direct from Manatech. So she'll send out Sam. It's a Sam's video plus the intro piece for the welcome back. So if you got my, if you're getting my morning outlines, you will get this as well today. Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Can you repeat the criteria for $3,000?
What it is this. That Manatech is going to be, they have a series of four contacts Manatech's going to do, at least. Bob wasn't sure if there would be a fifth one, but the first two are emails with video attachments, one with Sam the next week, this week, which is the second week. We're in the second week of Welcome Back, or Welcome Home now. And that the video on that is either going to be Bo Short or Rob Sinnott. It's not going to be Sam again, so they get something fresh, new. The third one is going to be a robocall, so they're going to hear a phone call from Sam. And then the fourth one is going to be a direct mail piece, okay? So that now the people that get that are only a group. There are about 45,000 people that fit in this group. There are over a million people that are in the group of people that have quit ordering on any level. In other words, somebody who just ordered one time. We got a lot of those out there, right? So, but that's not a group that Manatech's going to connect with, but they still can be incorporated in the welcome back. In other words, they still qualify to receive the free Nutriveris, the free GI Pro, so we want to make sure to capture them as well. But Manatech's just not going to make that investment in them because they're going after the highest, most likely people to get restarted, which are people that have ordered a large quantity of products. 3,000 PV of product purchases is what they came up with as their cutoff point, and they're going back to 2007. So going back to kind of around that Texas AG part time, so what they're doing is saying anyone from there forward that's ordered 3,000 in volume will get this information from Manatech. So they'll get all of Manatech's. Okay? Does that help?
Yes, it does.
There you go, sister. Okay. Anyone else? Good questions. I want you guys to be – I love this Monday call. I mean, I can't really trace it, but wouldn't it be awesome if the group of people on this Monday call, associated with this Monday call, had the highest percentage rate of welcome home out of anyone? And I will just attribute it that to great training, great concentration, great focus, and you guys doing what it takes, because these people were important to you at one time, and they need to be back into that same level of importance again, because they're the highest, most likely people to get started again, and a great way for you guys to get new volume in your organization. And most importantly, for us to help hit our Mission 5 million faster if we can get this reactivation program producing incredible results. All right, so great. Any other questions? We're done with issues around welcome. Anyone still sitting out there going, I'm not sure what this Welcome Home program is all about? Go back and review last week's Monday call, listen to it, get the outline, you know, print off the scripts I sent out. And how are the scripts, by the way? Is anyone using them? Can I get any feedback from the field on that? Have you incorporated them? Some way, some short. Some of you maybe used one word of them. I don't know. No feedback. It sounds like we don't have a lot of people dialing yet, and that could be true. I have a number of those in my organization as well. But the sooner you start dialing, the less you have to put into every day to make sure you capture everybody, and the sooner you start dialing, the more you can tie it into something they're getting in their hands from Manatech. So I suggest that if you didn't do it last week, because the first day I would have started dialing, and I didn't because I was actually out of town. I was in, oh, I'm going to sneeze. I just know it. Excuse me, everybody. Anyway, I was out of town Thursday and Friday, but those would have been my first, and Saturday, so those would have been my first days to call. So Lydia and I have it on the schedule every day this week. For 1 hour a day, we're making reactivation calls. And we may double that up based on some other people that may not choose to do it. And that's what leadership is about. So if you have people and you have legs that there's no one on top of that are really leaders anymore or active in Manatech, guess what? That falls the responsibility upon you to make those calls as well. So
I have one clarification question. And
sure.
I apologize if you've probably answered this.
No apology necessary, because if you have a question, I guarantee you there are 20 other on the call that have the same question. Go ahead.
Well, you may have already done it today, but I blipped for a second. So the question is, I understand that with the success tracker, the 3,000, that Manatech is going to get a hold of them. But we are to get a hold of everybody in our group, whether they've had 3,000 or not, right? It's just if they haven't been active for the last 6 months beyond.
Correct. Yeah,
okay.
Since business period 5. If they haven't been active since business period 5, I'm suggesting you make a call to every one of those people because they, too, qualify for the Welcome Home Program. But those people aren't getting any information from Manatech. So you may choose to start the phone call out in regards to those people. You might say, listen, Manatech has this brand new Welcome Home program that's giving out over $150 of free product. And it's for any people that in the past ordered the products but just haven't ordered in the last 6 months. And I'd love to have you participate in this incredible program. And then just get a reaction. And if you say, you know what, let's start it off this way. If this is good with you, what I'd like to do is send you out an email that describes the program with a little video from Sam. Is that good with you? And then let's do a follow-up call rather than me trying to explain it all. And see if that works for you. You get it?
Yep.
That's my game plan.
And members as well?
That does not include members at all.
Okay, only
it's
associates.
Only associates, correct.
Okay.
So,
thank
but
you.
That's what I would do because I don't think you want to spend a lot of your time on the first phone call with them going through the details of the Welcome Home program, right? Because
yes.
What's my job in talking to people? Relationship. I just want to build a relationship. When I have to start getting into facts tell, stories sell, right? Facts tell. I don't want to be the fact stuff. I don't want to be the one that's doing all that. I want some other materials. Let the materials do the talking. Let me get on the phone and build relationships. That's what, okay? Or rebuild relationships in many of these instances, right? Okay, so let's jump in. All right, so the idea today is that we're going to talk about objections that you potentially could hear from people. Now, the fun part of today's training is really twofold. Because it's terrific that we're heading straight forward into this Welcome Home program, so now you have some languaging perhaps that can help support you move forward when somebody does throw something at you. So it's not like, you know, being in the World Series where you get the curveball you can't possibly hit. I'm basically, you love my analogy at this time of year. Anyway, what I'm talking about, so you get that little curveball, but I've just given you ways you can adjust your bats so that maybe you can make contact. And maybe through making that little bit of contact, it'll dribble out in front of the plate and you can run to first base and actually get them closed and restarted on the products.
Mary Jo, are you recording?
Yes, it's being recorded. She started it before I did the announcements because she had to go downstairs. Thanks for asking, though. Thanks.
You did.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's my analogy, people. I really want you to think about it like that. You know, because how many times when you make a phone call to somebody who hasn't ordered in a while and they just splat in your face with something, they'll come out with, well, it didn't work for me, and blah, blah, blah. And you go, okay, thank you. And I'm just saying, I don't want you to go that way. I don't want it to be time to exit. Some of you can't stand adversity, so you just run the opposite direction. People, that's not adversity. All it is I want you to look at it. Every time somebody comes up with something, some kind of negativity, some kind of reason why not, you look at that as a challenge. It's just about sharpening the saw. It's about you becoming, you know, showing that you're a person made of steel, that what you believe in is really important to you. Because if what you believe in isn't important to you, or maybe you don't really believe in it, then how would you look when they start throwing an objection? You'd cower, you'd hang your tail between your legs, and you'd go, okay, thank you, and you'd hang up. And you go, boy, that person's nasty, and that would be your response. Well, for me, that's not acceptable, and I hope it isn't for you. I don't need to make excuses for people's behavior, and I'm not going to let them slide so easily. So my goal with everyone is to hear them out. They can go on and on. They can tell me all the stuff in the world. They can say all the – because you know what? I choose my own position on this. I'm not giving them power over me emotionally. I'm not giving power over them power over me physically. I'm not giving them any kind of their language doesn't have any power in me because I choose what I believe. I know what I know. I know what I've experienced. I know what I've seen people experience all over the world with this incredible technology. So they can't change that, right? So what I need to do is just be with them. Let them have their day in court. Can I put that in quotes? Let them have their little fussiness, their little, you know, they have need to be heard. When people spout out at you when you call them about getting reactivated with Manatech, they spout out because they're hurt, because something bothered them, because they want to be heard. But those people are wounded people, and we just need to be there for them because there are a lot of them, really, honestly, there are a lot of them that just needed somebody to listen to why they quit. And that's why through every one of my objections I talk about today, what's the first paragraph I put under there? Express sensitivity. They want to be heard, and they want you to be sensitive to what they say. That doesn't mean you have to agree with what they say. They want you to be sensitive. So some of you are going, okay, Mary Jo, how can I be sensitive without agreeing with it? Well, let's start. Let's kick off and go through the objections, and we'll work through them together, and you can add, subtract. This is not anything engraved in stone. This is just something I put together off of how I typically respond to people, okay? And if I called today and somebody said something, I don't use scripts, and I wouldn't use this paper. I'm not suggesting that you put it aside. I want you to have it in front of you because many of you would just hang your tail between your legs and go, okay, and hang up and complain about how nasty the person was. When you find yourself doing that, look in the mirror and say, why am I on earth? For those of you who are Christians going, if somebody spouted off at me, would I really let them not be exposed to the gospel? Really? Really? Because of their attitude on that moment, in that moment, on that day? Really? I don't think so. So I'm not going to let them get away from my exposure for them to have with Manatech, the new experience of Manatech. That's how I look at this. This is about their new experience with Manatech. All right, so when do objections, let's first call a call. When do objections usually come up? That's after you start the conversation. So you're already going to have talked about that you're going to share the Welcome Home program with them. Did they get the email from Manatech? If not, you remember what I talked about? Could I send you an email? It went out last week. I don't understand why you didn't get it, but I'd like you to look at it because you are you have this incredible program available to you called our Welcome Home program where you could get up to $150 of free products. So let me get this email out to you, and when's a good time for me to follow up? When do you think you have a chance to read it? Okay, that's our lead-ins. Either they got the email and you reviewed it with them about the Welcome Home program, or they didn't get the email and you want to get that in from first and then you follow up. Now, you might, in response to telling them you want to send an email, they might go, well, I don't really need the email. And you go, well, why not? What's the issue with you? I mean, and they go, well, I tried that. Now you might get into objections without even sending the email, right? Because they might not even want the email because they have an objection. So how do you respond? First, let's go one by one. So the first one I talked about was I tried it and it didn't work, right? I tried it and it didn't work. Well, first thing you do is express sensitivity. Hey, I really can understand that. Sometimes, you know, we expect to have the same results as others have, and when it doesn't happen exactly that way, it is frustrating. So did you hear some testimonials or something that led you to believe that XYZ would be the result? And you can open that door and let them talk about those things, right? What was it that you were trying to achieve with the products? So you can hear them out, right? And then your next step is going to be helping them about what? Making the offer, helping them why they might still have something to achieve with the products. And I gave you language on that. Manatech products really are a terrific way to ensure you're getting all the necessary nutrients lacking in our foods today and get them every day. And that's one of the things I love about taking my Manatech products. I can have that sense of assurance that every day I'm getting what my body needs, the necessary and the essential nutrients to support my body. And there's a blessing to that because it gives us a sense of what security around our own health. And my personal story is just one of thousands, of course, that present reasons why we're never going to stop taking these terrific nutrients. I'd love to work with you through not just this free product offering in the Welcome Home, but over perhaps 6 months. And if you truly don't feel a difference in the products, Manatech has developed this new 6-month 100% money-back guarantee program. They've had it for a number of years now, but I see that you haven't ordered since 2007, so you weren't associated with it. But what a great benefit it would be for you to give it one more try. Can you see yourself doing that, right? So what you're doing is you're opening up the possibility for them to give it another try because we have this 100% money-back guarantee. And through this program, they can not only participate in the 100% money-back guarantee, but they also can get the free products of Nutriveris GI Pro, so you can experiment with some of the newer products that you haven't been exposed to. And then what else do I want to put in that offer I make to the people? I want to hear them out first, but before you make your decision, I want to make sure you understand that Manatech has made a commitment to end global malnutrition in children. So we truly need your help. 5 million consumers to match up with the 5 million who die each year. One every 6 seconds dies of malnutrition. Please consider making a contribution to this very worthy mission. I really want to see you make this commitment to your health. It's important to me, but I also realize it can't be more important to me than it is to you. So let me know how important this is. Right? That's it. Now, does everybody get any feedback on that? Does that language help you guys? Is it something you could see yourself doing? And could you possibly see somebody shift? Just because it might not have worked the first time, I'm giving them an opportunity on the 6-month money-back guarantee. I'm talking about the mission, how we need their help to help end global malnutrition. Something there might resonate with them, right? And know, people, when you're going through this on the phone with them, whenever they want to talk, we're allowing them to talk. Because it's about them, it's not about us. But this is kind of an information that I would share from my heart to help move them forward. Okay, second issue that might come up for them. And some of this languaging, even though it's not repetitive, because I didn't copy-paste any of this, people, I wrote it from scratch, each one of them, just based on what language I use and would use just by just pretending I was on a phone with somebody and they said something. So I just outline that for you and my experience of doing these calls because I've done lots of reactivation programs. So I didn't, even though they cover the topic different ways, you can pick and choose if you like one better than the other, like the M5M, and you like it under the first objection versus the other one. But they might have some you know, direct correlation to the specific objection because that's probably why I language them differently as well. Second one is too expensive, okay? So somebody says it's too expensive. Wow, I took those products for a while, but they're way too expensive outside my budget. And I said, you know, I felt the same way when I first started, but what I found after my family and I had been taking the products for about 6 months, our visits to the doctor fell off dramatically. My kids had never had better focus and concentration in their lives. Whatever, and again, you're going to talk specific about your specific situation. Don't make this up if you don't have children at home who had this result. Tell your story here in a compliant way, right? And that makes the cost really a no-brainer. Can you tell me what you used to take? So what am I getting into? I'm getting into discovery here. And I'm changing the topic about getting restarted into discovery. So I take them a little bit off of their negativity, perhaps, and talk about what they used to take. And then more questions. Notice all this discovery work. Do you have some specific health issues you are concerned with? Or are you looking to support your overall health by knowing the essential real food nutrients are getting into your body daily? Question. Good question, right? You know, and then I want to talk to them. When I make the offer to them, I'm moving in a different direction. I said, you know, I really want you to know that Manatech has gotten very serious about this same issue you're concerned about, which is the expense. And a couple of years ago, they did a survey and found out that 80% of the people that quit taking Manatech products did it for the exact reason you did. They felt it was too expensive. So you are right in that huge majority who quit taking Manitech products. So Manitech made a huge shift, and they went out and they said, how can we, quote-unquote, eat our own children? Or basically, how can we go back and create a product that has all of our patented technology but is one product and cost-effective? And they did, and the product they came out with just in 2012 was a product called Nutriveris. Have you heard about it? Are you familiar with it? And you can talk about the, if they ask you the price, you can talk around $60 a month, and, you know, it's terrific, and it has all these things in it. Can I send, you could offer to send them some information about it, but I typically don't have that in any of my language because I really want them to get reactivated on one phone call. That may not be possible, but that's the goal. When you keep offering to send people information, what are you doing? You're delaying your own close. So get out of your own way. Quit going into delay tactics and stay with on course. Are you familiar with it? I can talk about Nutriveris. So can any one of you on this call today know how to talk about Nutriveris without sending somebody a sheet. So you don't need to send the sheet. You can discuss it yourself. And if you don't know that much about it, get the little tear sheet in front of you so you can describe the little circle. That's all you need to let them know. They get 100% of their vitamin mineral needs. They get glyconutrients like what we find in amber toast. They get the antioxidants. We have an AO. And then they get this huge base of organic greens plus rice bran. So it's this tremendous real food product, all plant-based, that you're getting your essentials and your necessary nutrients in your diet that you need in your diet every day in one product. Two scoops a day for around $60 a month. What do you think about that? Right? So isn't that great? I presented that this weekend, by the way, on a one-on-one with a lady, and she goes, I'm already spending $60 just for my vitamins and minerals. I said, now there's a mistake. I said, don't forget to bake it. I told her about the baking experience. But she didn't even need that. Her husband said, okay, let's do this. We're going to do it for 3 months. Get it. You order it all. Let's do it for 3 months. Blah, 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 blah. I said, okay. Right. Anyway, so it was wonderful. We didn't even have to bake it. But the idea is that you know about Nutriveris. You can get them familiar with it. If they're not familiar, you can make them familiar with it. And now all of a sudden there's a pricing around it. That's wonderful. And then I make the personal plea, right? I would just like to give, I would love to see you give this another try. Take the product starting this month. And then because this woman said it's too expensive, what do you think I got into with her? With her, I get into the 4 free discount program, right? I said, all you need to do is find a few people, and you get 25% credit off of each of their orders. So just with one person, you could get a 25% credit on a monthly, and this is every single month you order. So if you found 4 people to order virtually the same dollar figure that you're ordering, you would get your products for free. So never again could I hear you tell me it's too expensive. Is that right? If you got them for free? You know, that's kind of a fun thing. So it's like, let's give it a try. Let's give it a try. I'll work with you, and let's give it a try. Now, some of you might ask the question, Mary Jo, this doesn't apply. Here's a great question if you had it, because this came up in my head when I started drafting all this and thinking about what I was going to say about this expensive thing. We can't reactivate people who are members. We can only reactivate them in their current position as an associate to reactivate in their associate position. So how can you talk to somebody about the 4 free discount program, which applies to members? Well, like this. What I will tell people is, let's get you the free product that Manitech's offering you in your current position. So we're going to start with them ordering in their current position, the free product, right? Let's say that it takes us 2 months before we find somebody that they refer to me, that we get signed up, we work on this referral program. Now what I'll do is I'll set them up as a member wherever I want them to go, of course, honoring lineage in their downline, and I will place their next order in their member account with these people underneath them. The minute they get me referrals, I will set up a member account for them. Not under their associate account, because they don't want to do this as a business. They just want to get their products for free. So I'll set them up a member account where I want to place that member account and move their order into the member account and then start putting their new people under their member. Now, they'll stop participating in the program, Welcome Home program. So whatever free products they've gotten, those will no longer. But that's what I'll tell them. I'll say, well, when we opt out of the Welcome Home, you've already gotten the free Nutriveris and the free GI Pro. So this, the whole 20% won't apply until you get new. You have to start a new 3-month cycle over here. But by moving you into the member account, you're going to start getting that 25% credit off of your products on a monthly basis. Follow me?
Hey, Mary Jo, can
are people clear on that? Yep.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you said put the member wherever you want them to go, not necessarily under their associate account, I was told by a customer service rep from the leadership line that associates have to sponsor themselves as members.
Correct. But if I go in there and I terminate an associate account, they don't have one. Now they only have a member account. Got it? I can go in my downline today, and if I have a ton, I mean, my, you know, and this is the reactivation I did when we came out with the member program itself. I can go in my downline, and I can terminate an inactive associate that has an order. I can terminate their account, and I can bring them in as a member anywhere I want.
Oh, okay.
You get it?
So how are you going to get them restarted as an associate with their
account? I restart them as an associate, and then I go in and terminate their account when they start growing because they really don't want to be an associate. They want to be a member.
Oh, okay.
You get it? Are you following me? This
wow,
is a little a little tweakiness with Manatech's program, but the problem with Manatech's program is they aren't serving people who just want to be consumers, right?
Yeah.
It's a funny thing. We got this new reactivation, and we're going to be reactivating people who want to start doing the business again too. But, I mean, if they purely want to be a consumer and they want to get their products for free, notice I'm not describing the four free program to anyone else unless expense is their objection. And the best way I can help them with the expense is by what? The four free discount program. Are you right? Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a total disservice. I'm reactivating them because that's the only way they can get a free Nutriveris. But then as they start building a referral program with me helping them so they can get their products for free, I'm going to shift them into a member account and terminate their associate position that we just reactivated.
Okay. And if they ever change their mind and want to begin a business, you would just re-enroll them.
I can re-enroll them. And probably put them in a much better position because aren't most of these people, honestly, people, if they haven't ordered in 6 years and you got dead people all over the place, don't you have a better place to put them? Again, honoring lineage. But isn't there a better place somewhere in your organization you have to put these people?
Sure, okay.
Yeah, you got it? This is, you know, I'm not talking about somebody who quit ordering 6 months ago. I'm talking about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 8 years ago, right? I mean, their whole organization's dissipated. They're all over. But I remember the words honor lineage. If there's somebody upline to them that's ordering and is consistent, then I would connect with them and say, listen, this gal wants to get started again, but, you know, she really wants to just get her products for free, so I'd like to honor you by putting her member account underneath you. Get it?
Yeah, that's
oh, my
good.
Gosh, you might start somebody on fire that hasn't worked the business in years. So it's a win-win by doing that. So don't always think about putting the member account under you to make the 20%. Think about who you could bless, who's in the lineage upline from that person.
And then someone the other day mentioned that you could, you know, if you had a member account and you wanted another member account, that you could use your middle name and start another member account.
Well, I mean, technically, rule-wise, Manatech says you can have as many member accounts as you have people living in your house.
Okay. But not double yourself. I mean,
well, you know, that's what the rule is. Can I honestly tell you what people are doing out there? People are signing up their cats, their dogs, their, you know, mice in the backyard, their whatever. I mean, Manatech really doesn't trace the member accounts, and I don't believe it's really a big concern of theirs if that's what you do. Do you follow me?
Okay.
As long, you know, there's no tracing device. They're not enforcing that. They love the member program. If you work the member program and you're getting other orders and you want to put other orders, that's up to you to do. But there's a lot of truth to the fact, even doing it totally according to Hoyle, to their rules that they have, You should never be ordering products except underneath your member account. In other words, you should have your associate account, then have your member account, and then underneath your member account is where you should be putting all the rest of the members. You should never put any members you sign up directly under your associate account, except for your own. Got it?
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. you're maximizing. You want to make, as I tell Manatech, no one in my organization makes less than 45% off of every member order. They make 45%. Did you figure out how to do that?
No.
Okay, here you go. Draw a picture. I know some of you on the call have already been trained by me on this. Draw a picture of your associate position. Directly under your associate position, draw a circle and say, my member account. And then directly under your member account, draw a line and say, new member, somebody you sign up. Now, when that new member gets on board, what are you making in your associate account, assuming you're an all-star champion? You get 20% commission off of every order that the new
right.
member makes, right?
Right?
What do you get in your member account?
25% from the new member order.
Okay, so you add 20% in cash and 25% in product. What does that add up to?
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I just don't look
okay.
at that way. But, yes,
and
of course.
Don't get too greedy about this. I'm just suggesting it's a clear-cut 45% you make on every member you bring in.
Wow, okay. I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Mary Jo?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
One question here, as you're reactivating these people, should you, so they can get their free Nutrivirus, the first month they would go under their old associate number before you would switch them over to a member?
Correct. Why am I switching them to a member? Because they want to participate in the 4-free discount program, right?
Yes.
So their first order comes in immediately, and we start working with them. After they can't get the free Nutrivirus unless they order under their associate position.
Correct.
So we get that started. And then if they start working with me and they find a couple people that want to get started, that's when I need to put a member account in for them so I can – but they don't have to order anything in that member account until the next month after those people order. Follow?
Yeah.
Right? Because they get the credits the following month. So if they sign up as an associate, if they activate in their associate account in October, and we start doing phone calls, and I get two people, maybe, let's say, even at the end of October, they get two new people, I'm going to put in their member account underneath wherever, you know, again, honoring lineage, their new member account. And I don't have to order in it, but I'll put these two new people underneath their member account. And then in November, terminate their associate position and have them start ordering in their new member account because they'll utilize the credits they get from the two people that ordered in October. So they may forego the GI Pro balance, but they'll get the free Nutrivirus.
If I
do it in November, if these two new ones come in November, then I can get them both the free Nutrivirus and the free GI Pro.
Correct. Thank you.
Mary Jo?
Yeah. Yep.
This is Evangeline, and I just recently read something, and maybe we can research it again. I may need to, but I read that when you have enlisted a member and you have no order, and then there's a week or more that has passed and you have not placed a member order under that new number,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't
right.
work.
Right. So, okay, Evangeline, here, let me have clarity on that. Sorry, because I wasn't specific enough. When I set up their new member account, I never set up a member account and pay the $15 for a new member account. I always order a Mana Bear or something. That all you have to do, because all you need to do is order one product to set up a member account,
right? Well,
otherwise, you have to pay $15 or whatever the cost is to set it up. Well, I never pay that cost. I always order one simple product.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right, that does it.
And that covers the issue that you're talking about. If you pay money to set up a member account, I think if you pay, that doesn't disappear either, sweetie. I think what you're talking about is if you go in and you just register somebody as a member and don't pay anything. it disappears. Just like if you go and sign up an associate and you don't get the credit card in, MADSEC holds the position for a period of time and then it disappears, right?
Kind of confused about that.
Yeah, sorry. I always, whenever I set up a member, I always put in, I never put a big order in because if I'm putting people underneath them, I want them to order the next month so they can take advantage of the credits, right? Yeah, perfect. If I'm, you know, doing it this way, all right, if somebody wants to become a member in order, I don't tell them, wait another month and give me a couple names. I surely want to get them their order this month as well and then work with them. Too, Jay. And I really, honestly, I haven't talked to Manatech all about this structure I just gave you, but I will tell you, when I explain it to them, they're going to have no problem because they're not trying to force us to have associates. They just couldn't incorporate members because it was too massive, as well as associates in this welcome home program. So it's not that they're trying. They're only interested in getting associates. They'd be more than – all they're interested in is one thing, reactivation. So whether they come in as associates, which is the only way they can get reactivated in this program, Manatech's going to be ecstatic if they convert to a member and as long as they continue ordering. That's what they're looking for, the continuous order. Okay? Clear? Everybody clear? Yeah.
That would also help meet the criteria if you had like a mana bear in that order you just signed up, because it's my belief you have to have an autumn order during the period in which the member orders are accrued.
That's not true.
I thought that's the way the rules read.
Nope. The rules say you must have an auto order in the period to apply against the from which the credits apply. Not when the credits accrue, only when you apply the credits.
Okay.
That's okay, and trust me, I know this rule by heart because I've been teaching and training it for over a year.
Okay.
I was shocked as well. When it first came out, I started teaching it exactly the way you just said, and I was proven wrong. So another reason I know. Way back a year ago in May, I was proven wrong because I couldn't imagine they didn't want you to be have an auto order in the month the credits accrued, but that's not true. You only need an auto order in the month in which you apply the credits.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
Helpful?
Yes.
Good. Okay. All right, next. Good. You guys are asking good questions. I know it's a little, and a lot of this I'm just reviewing. Of course, I'm incorporating some of my own language as we go along, but I'm just kind of, you've got all the information on the pages as well, the written dialogue. Number three, I'm doing something else now. I found something at the health food store. Wow, right? That's going to be a big one for a lot of you on reactivation calls. And again, what's the first thing you always do? You express sensitivity, right? Hey, I get it. There's surely a lot of choices of products out there. But, you know, one of the disconcerting facts I've come across in the years I've been doing nutrition is that statistics are showing us 95% of the supplements are synthetically made. Okay, so now what did I just do? I didn't undercut what they're taking. I just told them something that was exposed to me that really kind of shocked me, right? But I'm sensitive that there are a lot of things out there. And so my next step for me, and you may not want to do this, but I do this a lot. I say, well, can you share with me what you found? And then when they tell me what they found, I say, you know what? I'd love to help you compare that to what Manatech offers from a nutrition perspective. Can I do that for you? Notice my contribution. I want them to know that they know, hey, here's what you're taking, here's what Manatech is, just so you understand what to make your most, and you could even say at the end of that, you could say, I really would like you to make your most informed decision. But that kind of insults people sometimes, so I didn't use that language, but that's language if you choose to use, you can, because you're really trying to help them make their most informed decision. But that implies, again, that they're not making an informed decision now. So we don't. This is our discussions and our relationship with the people will not grow if we insult them. So be careful with anything that might be insulting language. We always like to talk about our products being the best, and we use all these demonstrative words, and sometimes that overwhelms people because they're tired of hearing everybody, salesmen, tell them that. Make the offer. Also, I really appreciate the fact that every time I buy Manatech products, the company makes a matching donation to help nourish an at-risk child. So you see, one of the issues around I found something else is we all know that there's not another product out there that is saving children's lives, right? So when we talk to people about what they found, one of the other things we want to emphasize is, great, you might have found a really good product. I'm not suggesting it's a bad product, but I want you to understand why Manatech is so significantly different, even without looking at line item by line item, is the fact that every time you buy nutritional supplements from Manatech, the company makes a matching donation to help nourish an at-risk child. Are you familiar with the Mission 5 Million commitment? By just taking these vitamin supplements every day from Manatech, you'll be contributing to ending global malnutrition in children here and around the world. Does that interest you? Does that interest you? Get it? So you ask them a personal question. Does it interest you? Okay, and then the personal plea just goes again, and I bring in something personal about it from me. Well, thanks for sharing with me today, and know that I am all in to help you make the best decisions for your health. Just remember, our consumption of daily nutrients can tie us directly with helping nourish children and participate in a global cause. Even my grandchildren today get that little thank you note from children in orphanages around the world every month in their box of Manatech products. And what a terrific exposure for them to enhance their social consciousness towards others who are less fortunate. I sure wish you would consider joining us in this worthy mission. Great. Gosh, you guys, I like this language so much. I just, must be because I wrote it. Okay, anyway, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but sometimes I get moved by my own language. Sorry. Number four, the scam information. This is one of my favorites. It's something I just developed in the last month or so, and I really love it. I love it when people say scam, scam, scam. Oh, I saw this stuff on the internet, or I got this information about Manatech. Okay, so first, express sensitivity, right? Hey, trust me, I don't think anyone involved with Manatech enjoys those posts on the internet or any of the Texas AG investigation. In fact, it actually became more of a fight for truth than anything else. Let me give you a perspective that might shed some light. When Manatech came out with Ambertose and created the science, now remember, Manatech started and created a new science. It's called the Science of Nutritional Glycobiology. That is Manatech's. Okay, and created the Science of Nutritional Glycobiology, it was based on a theory. If we replenish our very deficient diet with the necessary glyconutrients, we will improve our health. The science was not fully proven back in 1996 when Ambertose came out, but the results were overwhelming. That's not a non-compliant statement. The results were overwhelming, or the results proved incredible. And I'm sure that is probably one of the reasons you got started on the products. Is it because you heard some testimonials? You could even ask. Because the science had not caught up, right, with this theory, the scientific community reacted hugely adversely to Manatech, alleging all sorts of attacks, including no proof, the glucose conversion theory, swallowing sugars doesn't change the cell surface, et cetera, et cetera. So there was this onslaught from the scientific community. Hit 2020, forced the AG to take action, all sorts of things happened. Well, guess what? The science has now caught up. In fact, much because of Manatech, the theory of glucose conversion is no longer in science textbooks. The consumption of Ambertose has been proven to impact the cell surface. And the importance of those monosaccharides or glyconutrients is now totally acknowledged by the scientific community, as evidenced by the recent 2012 National Academy of Science 194-page report, saying that these cell surface glycans play a role in virtually every disease condition, as well as suggesting that every high school teach glycobiology in the next 5 to 10 years. That is awesome. So all the attacks and the naysayers are basically disappeared. In fact, most of the information you see on the internet or seen, it's all dated back at 2003, 2004. You don't see anything current because why? That the science is now in place to basically wash away the objections so widely articulated by the scientific community. Isn't that great? So now you have this whole ability to educate people how we have now have 100% scientific backing, whereas when we started, that's what triggered so much of the problem. So did you used to take Ambertose, Manatech's flagship product? That's my question. So what will it take to get you back on these foundational nutrients? What will it take to get you back on them? That's a great question to ask people. Highlight that one, people, because it's a good one. You do know about our mission to end global malnutrition in children, whereby you, too, can help us nourish a child every day just by getting restarted. See? Again. And then the personal plea, going back about bringing in the M5M. All right, when we can you can review that on your own. Number five, too many pills. Hey, a lot of people say that. I just got to be taking so much, too many pills. Hey, I really get that. Our society is flooded with taking this for that and then adding the drug regimen through our sick care process. It is a lot and can be overwhelming. We end up with too much of the wrong stuff. Manatech has been so terrific in the past few years by building many products in powder form, which makes it so convenient to take. Could you enlighten me as to what products you've taken in the past? That's your fact-finding questions, right? Get them to start talking. And then talk about Nutriverus. Well, one of the free products, right, that virtually has all of our patented technology in it. Da, da, da. I'd love to work with you. And here's a comment there, too many pills. So one of my comments I like to make with people is that, hey, I'd love to work with you over the 6 months or so to help you, you know, build the best nutrition program for your body. And perhaps through that, you can also work with the doctors, you can also work with the doctors to reduce some of the meds you're on. I'm all in on this. How about you? Right? So make sure they know you're a team member. You want to play ball with them. You don't have to be a doctor or nurse to do this. Just be somebody who cares. All right. Number six, I just did not feel like I could do this business. This one's great around talking about sharing the business. And it shifts in it in a way. It says, today I find it easier than ever. Here's one reason. Have you ever heard about our mission to end suffering of over 5 million children each year? It's called Mission 5 Million. And every time anyone buys a Manatech products on a monthly basis, Manatech makes a matching donation of products to malnourished children here and around the world. So it's not just about health for our families, and it's not just about building residual income for ourselves. It is now also about charity. And we can ask people, hey, can you help me? Isn't that a great thing? I'm finding everyone who wants to help in some way, and just by switching their vitamin mineral supplement, they too can help nourish a child. We'd love to have you back on board and help us champion this cause. It's such a worthy endeavor and so rewarding. The new model is terrifically aligned with the fastest growing business model today, and that is called social entrepreneurship. We could champion this together. Please consider that as a personal offer to support you. Okay? Great. Get people back in the business. And then seven, I got backlogged and then just never ordered again. You know, I see here sensitivity again. I see that happen to others as well because it is tough to get in the new habits of taking real food supplements every day. We truly ought to be able to get these nutrients from our foods, but it isn't getting any better. Just check out the food-like substances on our grocery store shelves, right? So what products had you been taking? Do you remember? Okay, I'd love to get you restarted. No better time than now with Manatech's Welcome Home program. You can go through, again, describing that because they got the email or you already described it. Our new skincare product is coming out next month, too, and you can try that as well, and that can help you qualify for the next free product. So that's how I call it. I say it can help you qualify for the next free product. Also, you may not be familiar, and then I go into M5M. So it's all cool to get them restarted. All right, people, that's it. And I make it, oh, a little 5 minutes over. How is that? Everybody helpful?
Mary Jo?
Yeah?
I have one question. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
You made a statement that we can get 100% of our vitamin minerals from Nutriverus.
You can get 100% of your vitamin minerals from Nutriverus. Right. In Nutriverus are 100% of our vitamin mineral needs like we find in Phytomatrix.
So, okay, so then my question is, there's as much in Nutriverus as there is in Phytomatrix?
As much in terms of the vitamin minerals. The missing amount that you find in Phytomatrix that you don't find in Nutriverus is if you look at the bottom of the bottle of Phytomatrix, it has this huge blend of different nutrients in it. Do you have a bottle handy?
My cupboard.
Okay. Well, look at your phyto, and it's a real big piece of the phyto. What makes Phytomatrix the superb product? At the bottom of the thing, it talks about a blend of all different kinds of nutrients that they mix. Okay, that's what's on the bottom of the bottle. It talks about concentrated different. I think cranberry. I don't have one in front of me either. But if you look at that blend, that is not That is not in Nutriveris. And one of the reasons is it's one of the most expensive pieces of Phytomatrix. It's what truly distinguishes Phytomatrix from Nutriveris when you talk about purely vitamin minerals. But Manitech couldn't put that into Nutriveris in addition to 100% of the vitamin minerals because of the cost. To keep the cost at $60, they couldn't possibly do that. Yeah. Does that make sense to you? So now you know why. Because you can look at it logically and say, well, how come Phytomatrix cost me $40-some dollars and Nutriveris is only $60 and has all the rest of that, right?
Right.
There's one of your reasons.
So if they could only afford one vitamin mineral or, you know, they're after quality or whatever, the most effective.
I would still put them on Nutriveris because Phytomatrix doesn't give them all the antioxidants, glyconutrients, or the organic greens in that quantity. I mean, I think Nutriveris, if I had a choice between Nutriveris and Phytomatrix, I would never choose Phytomatrix.
Okay.
For a person.
Right.
Okay, you follow me? Because the value of what's in Nutriveris is so incredible compared to Phytomatrix. But if you're just looking at pure vitamin mineral, then Phytomatrix is a better product.
Okay.
This is Carrie, and I was on a call with Dr. Nugent one day with another doctor, and he had stated that there were some minerals that are in Phytomatrix that aren't in Nutriveris because of taste factor. They weren't able to put everything in the Nutriveris, but I guess overall the content of the Nutriveris is superior. But
right.
Did you find out more on that? Or
about which minerals they deploy? I could ask. The language I'm giving you about what's missing from Nutriveris from Phytomatrix came out of a meeting with Rob Sinnott in the final stages of making Nutriveris.
Okay.
There was a group of presidentials in that meeting where we got to taste test Nutriveris before it actually came out, and we got to ask questions of the chief science guys. And Rob Sinnott is the one that said to me, Mary Jo, the only thing that's missing, he says, we have this group of nutrition that we put in Phytomatrix, which is excellent, but it's very expensive. And he says, we couldn't afford to add that to Nutriveris. But other than that, you're getting the same level of vitamin minerals. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that's where I get that. Could they have changed the, you know, since that date? Could be, but I can find out for you and ask that question about, yeah. But again, it's even if there's just, you know, when you look at value for value, I mean, if I have a person that's taking no nutritional supplements and I have an opportunity to sell them on one, I'm always choosing Nutriveris.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Yes.
If they're taking other nutrition, they have a barley greens product and they're taking XYZ and they go and they, all I'm doing is fighting to get them off of Centrum, maybe then I replace it with Phytomatrix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And I'm not suggesting anyone on this call get off of Phytomatrix if you're taking it because it is incredible superior vitamin mineral supplement in the marketplace. So, yeah, it's just a choice we make. I don't suggest that people take Nutriveris and Phytomatrix.
Okay.
Okay, because why? Because you're doubling up on all your vitamin minerals. And it's not that it's going to be a negative thing because you're getting them all from plant sources, but the idea of spending that extra money, I mean, it seems to me that, you know, if you're going to take Phytomatrix, then don't take Nutriveris.
It sure has helped my fingernails, though.
What, the Phytomatrix?
Doing both.
Oh, both of them. You mean you didn't see a difference? You were on Phytomatrix, and then you added Nutriveris, and you got a better result?
Yes.
Well, you're getting double the minerals.
Right.
Maybe that's it.
I think
right?
so.
Think about it. Yeah. That probably doesn't surprise me because you're doubling up on the mineral content. Yeah. Yeah. Great. Good, good. Well, and it's not, you know, if you can afford it, it doesn't hurt you. But I'm just saying that when you're out there, most of people are dealing with budgetary constraints. And so taking Nutriveris and taking Phytomatrix from a budgetary constraint, that's over $100 a month just with those two products. when I'd rather they perhaps complement with a great omega, you know, their other nutrients. If they're going to cut their budget somewhere, I'd rather take out Phytomatrix and take Nutriverus with Plus and omega-3s or something, you know what I mean? So they get the cross-section of other nutritional ingredients that are really powerful for their system as well, instead of duplicating the vitamin mineral aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Hey, this was a great call. Excellent, excellent, and great scripting. And what you sent out during the week, excellent scripting. There's no
excuse
for us.
Thank you. Well, I'm trying to take every excuse away from you. So when you look in a mirror and you don't make your welcome home calls, you can't say it's because Mary Jo didn't prepare you. Okay.
It is great. Today was great. I was at first disappointed about the skincare, but then I thought, I'm going to listen. What? This is what we need. We don't need skincare this week. We need
golf. No, and you could actually talk about it and go, and you know what? You can use the skincare purchase next month to qualify you for the free GI Pro, right?
Yes.
There you go.
That's so great.
There you go, sister.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now let's go out and do it, right? Amen to that.
Yes.
Yeah, you're empowered. There's no excuse. You can't tell me you don't have language. That's for sure. You guys.
Oh, so easy.
I know. Thank you.
Mary Jo, go
do it. Make me proud. Okay, go ahead.
Mary Jo, the scripting and the language is so amazing because it has a lot of sensitivity. And I tell you, my heart comes through.
Wow, great.
Your heart comes through and your interest in them for better wellness is there.
Yeah.
It's not just about making a sale. It is so
absolutely
good. Thank you so much.
You betcha. You bet. And that's what, remember, what's Mary Jo's number one philosophy about this? Let all the materials do the set. What you're there for is building relationship. And if you focus on that, you will be incredibly effective in this business. Incredible. Yeah. Okay, everybody, great. Quarter after, I let you go. Let's go out there. I can't wait. You know, in fact, next Monday when I talk, I'm going to introduce you all to skincare. That's going to be awesome. But before we get started on that, I really want to hear back from some of you on some of your calls. And if you're having trouble, let's just do about a 10-15 minute splurry about what's going on with the welcome home calls. So we can almost be a welcome home center. I really want, if there's something happening I'm not hearing about out there and maybe I can help you with, bring that to the call next Monday as well, and then I'll jump into the skincare. Okay, everybody? All right, have a great week. Go out there, make it happen. Let's touch a lot of lives because that's what we're here on earth to do. You know that. Okay, love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.